Welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast, presented by Cooper Tires. We are getting to the end of 2018. Wanted to share a couple of podcasts here with you to close out the year using the somewhat new Catching Up With format, the Catching Up With series that I guess I decided I needed to have a couple of months ago. Meant to be shorter interviews, something in the 10, 15, 20 minute range, maybe a half an hour. Not quite the full-length My Racing Life and Career series, which is something that I truly love, but just a shorter catch-up. This one is with our friend Rubens Barrichello, who is coming back to race in IMSA at the Rolex 24 at Daytona in January. He will be with the JDC Miller team, racing a Cadillac DPI, going for a first win. Definitely been there before. That's part of what we speak on, just his past experiences and his passion for coming to the Rolex 24, since he now lives in Florida. The trek up to Daytona is definitely not too bad for him at all. Get into his son's career, his son about to embark on his first Road to Indy season in the USF 2000 category, and just all manner of where he's at in life now. A little bit of an elder statesman. He's been racing full-time in the Brazilian Stock Car Series since he left Formula One, and he did that 1 year in IndyCar where got to know him fairly well and definitely loved him. Just a bit of catching up with Rubens. He's such a delight. He's just such a good human being, well before any of the almighty talent he's been blessed with as a race car driver. So since we don't get to hear from Rubens as often as we once did, figured, hey, gave him a ring, caught up, and hopefully you will enjoy our little conversation here. You know you can get every episode of the Marshall Pruitt Podcast on iTunes, also on Podbean. You can head to Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher. We also have a Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page, which I would urge you to like and sign up for. That way you will get notified of everything as it goes up the moment I hit play. And from there, let's get going with our man Rubens Barrichello. And let me be the first to say, Happy New Year, and we're going to keep rocking it out in 2019. Well, Rubens, I am so happy we're going to get you back at the Rolex 24 at Daytona. I guess if there's a surprise, and this is a positive one, is I'd normally think of you slotting into one of the big-name factory DPI teams. I love the fact that you're coming in with one of the teams graduating from LMP2, but that also won a race last year and is really, you know, moving upwards. So I like the fact that you're with a smaller team, but a big fighting spirit. How did that come together?
I got a call from them, and I was talking to a few teams, and at the end of the day, everyone knows that I love the fact that Daytona, it's a super race that I really do love racing there, and you know, I'm talking to IMSA anyway to see if I'm able to join a little bit more often, because you know, this is going to be the first year that I can actually make the test. Ooh. which is great news, because always you know, things have been on a late situation, and I'm glad that this thing came up early, and you know, my stock car series finishes very late, and so many times it's difficult to join you know, any IMSA races before, even though I'm living here in Florida, to catch up and see what's available and what's you know, the fighting spirit is in me yet, and I, you know, I'm so glad, you know, at age 46 I'm still fast and with the will to win. So, you know, it's going to be a joining force.
You know, one of the things that I love about this Rolex 24 that's coming up, and this isn't meant to be just flattery, but you know, normally when you are coming to an event like this, you know you are going to be one of the bigger names, someone that the fans are really looking forward to seeing. I know that's going to happen again here in 2019 in January at Daytona. But I also know that we've also got Fernando Alonso. He's going to be a big draw. Kamui Kobayashi will be there. Then we have Alex Zanardi, who I think is going to be the most popular of all because he's just become such a global inspiration for all that he's done. Just if you can share some thoughts about how fun it might be knowing that you're getting to see some friends from Formula One, and then also, you know, this frickin' Zanardi guy who seemingly is unstoppable.
Yeah, I love Zanardi. He's a super guy, and I haven't seen him for a couple of years, and it's going to be great to see him again. And, you know, on Daytona, whoever done Daytona in the past is going to be willing to come back. So Daytona is really, really nice, and it can, you know, it can be cold, it can be hot, it can be anything. There is just a race that we've seen so many times that it can be very close right to the end. So my best run was with the Taylor brothers, and we almost won with a car that it was already old for this new generation. And I think that it is a super race. I'm, you know, super glad that I'm going to be able to see some of my friends, my old friends, and I'm going to be back in the car, pushing it to the limit, and willing to give the team the best result yet.
So you've been able to add the 24 Hours of Le Mans to your bucket list. Obviously, you've been here and done a year of IndyCar. You've been become a regular at the Rolex 24. You mentioned that you would obviously like to do more races that fit within your Brazilian stock car obligations. That's maybe the one side I haven't caught up with you about very much in recent years, in the fact that, you know, at home domestically, you're still able to race, or, you know, you're still racing full time, but you're able to enjoy yourself outside of Formula
Absolutely.
One or elsewhere.
Mean, since I've joined the stock cars in Brazil, I've been having a lot of fun. I every year, apart from the very first one, I finish on the top five. I won one championship. I finished a couple times second, and this year I finished fourth, and I won a couple races. So I'm, you know, it is a really competitive race.
Oh yeah,
and I, you know, I've been enjoying fully. Obviously. I miss a little bit of the adrenaline of racing almost every weekend. So I went back karting with my kiddos. I qualify for the World Cup a couple of years ago, where I went to Portugal and I finished fourth on the World Championship Rotax. And I raced with the kids. I didn't race with the old men, so I'm proud of that. So I'm super into it just yet, and obviously the states that they think, oh, Rubens, I mean, he stopped racing Formula One 2011 and he might be off, but I've been still fully competitive into this, and I'm not thinking to stop just yet.
Well, amen to that. So I think it was Iowa in 2012 when I was sitting in your motor coach. You and I were talking about something, and you had to ask your son, who was spending a lot of time on the simulator that you carried around, to try and learn the tracks. And, you know, you'd be on your simulator between sessions to try and learn whatever you could. I remember you having to tell your son, like, hey, you know, the old man wants to get on there a little bit too. And now now we've got another generation of Barrichellos coming up, you know, coming up in the sport. Tell me about that. I mean, I know you're proud, but you seeing some talent there where the name might keep moving upwards?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that he had an okay season of Formula 4, but the thing with the Formula 4 was that, you know, 50% of the races had 50% of yellow flags. So it was good to learn about some of the stuff as far as you know, warming up the tires and keeping ready when the time, you know, when the cycle comes back, and keeping ready whenever it goes. But it's I need some green flag laps for this boy, and he's going to be doing USF 2000 next year. We're looking forward to that. Eduardo is super, super fast. He loves what he does. Obviously, you look at me, and I've been doing this for 40 years, you might think, okay, he's doing that because daddy's doing, but it's right the opposite. He loves that, and I'm proud of more of that.
Wow.
The fact that he's doing what he loves, and super talented, and just need to learn his way around. The only thing that I can teach him right now is to make him aware of setups and things like this, the same way as I did. He's interested in that, and that makes me feel good.
So when you were coming up in the sport, I know that you had a lot of family support, you know, those who were trying to encourage you, or if they could, you know, be there with you at the races when possible. What are you thinking about for Eduardo? And again, knowing that you have racing obligations of your own, are you going to be able to check in, you know, and be with him at some races? Do you ask Uncle Tony Kanaan to help out, you know, since there's a lot of Road to Indy and IndyCar crossover events?
Yeah, I'll be able to. I have some events where I'm going to be racing myself, but I definitely going to be around. And I gotta let him run free. I don't want him to have the pressure of having myself there. I'm a super enthusiastic dad that if he needs me, he will use it. If he doesn't need it, I'm there to be his dad. So I really think that it's a family event with the boss being there. Being there for him, it's really, really nice to see him growing and racing, and everything is happening. So I cannot do things for him. I can obviously call people and you know, present him, but it's himself that with his speed that it will open doors. So, and I'm proud of that again.
Yeah, that's awesome. So looking at what's coming up here in January, are you going to be able to get in any time on, say, a simulator to get some feel for the Cadillac DPI VR? Or, I mean, again, it's not as if you need a million laps to figure out a car, but just curious how you're going to prepare for that coming up for a busy January.
I think that right now I might have a chance to join the simulator, but I'm not so sure. Just yet, but the Roar. When is the Roar? Is the 5th, 6th, and 7th? Or
yeah, it's the first weekend of January, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Which is the day? Is the 5th?
I believe so.
Okay, I'll check it out anyway. No worries. I just look forward to be on the car again. I just jump out of the car on Sunday. We had a wet qualify for some and a dry qualify for some other, so I had to start 23rd, and I finished 6th after 40 minutes. So it was a great, it was a great race.
I love the. I mean, I'm just laughing because I love the fact, Rubens, that you know you're going out and with these kids, these next generation kids in karting.
Yeah.
You know, again, you're not taking the master's class or whatever, you know, the 40-plus class. You're going out there wanting to, you know, not beat up, but go mix it up with the kids. And I just love the fact that, look, man, talent and passion, it really has no age. I mean, it keeps going.
No.
So I appreciate that.
It's something that, at the end of the day, I haven't seen the speed going down. Obviously, it will do at some point, but I don't think it does just yet, because I'm so young in my mind. I'm so still fit as I was when I was racing the Formulas, and because of the go-karting, I might be as well just as fit. And I'm just having a lovely time. I'm just really enjoying.
See, that's my problem. In my mind, I'm still 21, and 180 pounds. So I just need to get my vision fixed or something, because the reality is a little bit different. Well, let me ask this to close, Rubens, and this is just on maybe reconnecting with other friends. So we expect to see Tony Kanaan there at the Rolex 24. Now with some shifts at Team Penske, we'll have Elio Castroneves in one of the Acuras that you'll be fighting against. Juan Montoya, who will be one of his teammates there, fighting against him. You know, we might see some other drivers who you've known either from F1 or IndyCar, you know, Scott Dixon too. How much of an event like this do you allow yourself to enjoy those reconnections and reunions amid the hardcore reason that you're there to go and try and win a race? I mean, events like this, they happen once a year with all of these, you know, friends that come together for this 24-hour race. Just curious if you let yourself enjoy those relationships, or do you stay kind of locked down?
I do. With Montoya, I've been having a great time because the kids, my younger one is racing junior just like his son. So yeah, we catch up with each other quite a bit. With TK, obviously, we talk almost every day. So I just, you know, the fact that it's going to be the last race of Christian Fittipaldi, it makes me feel proud to be there, because we've been racers and rivals for the whole time, and we've been big friends as well. So I'm super proud to be there for his last race. He's a lot older than me anyways. So, yeah. Just it makes me feel proud to be there.
Well, I can't wait to see you. Can't wait for the JDC team, the JDC Miller folks, to get off to a good start. It's a great team. They're great. I mean, really just great people. A lot of fun drivers there too. So happy for you that not only you're getting to continue to do the thing that you love, but also you're getting to do it with some really good folks. So definitely can't wait for 2019 in January to get here.
Me too, my friend. Thank you for waiting for the call, and let's catch up in January.
Amen.
And that was our man, Rubens Barrichello. Look forward to seeing him, the entire JDC Miller team, at the Roar Before the 24 here. Boy, I'm hopping on a plane in about 7 days. Actually, it's less than 7 days now. So look forward to seeing him, the entire gang, everyone in this amazing field, helping to at least get the one and only, the first official IMSA test of the year out of the way as IMSA starts its 50th anniversary celebrations in 2019. So all good stuff. And again, if you get a chance to see Rubens, say hello to him. I look forward to hearing your feedback. If you haven't met him before, you might find that this is one of the more gracious people you will come across in our sport. And the fact that he has been mobbed for decades on an international level, you might think he's had enough of it, he's tired of it, just leave me alone, I want to race. It's the exact opposite. Just a true sweetheart of a man. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is a Marshall Pruitt podcast presented by Cooper Tires. Thank you for listening.